If you could just give a brief synopsis of the current situation there in Bolivia. I know it's a story we've been covering here at KBOO quite a bit.
It's important for your listeners to understand that so far the coup has been successful in that these coup leaders have taken over the presidential palace, and not only that, they have turned around in just 2 weeks' time 13-plus years of work in terms of appointing conservative ministers to oversee every aspect of government, reshaping the relationship with the outside world to leave the orbit of the progressive Latin American countries and to move into the radical right, to unleash the power of the military and the police on the indigenous people and the most humble people in the country, and to get the approval and the support of the United States in all of this and the U.S.-backed Organization of American States and the MAS party, which is the movement towards socialism that is Evo Morales' party, gave in to pass a piece of legislation that was approved by the de facto president on Sunday, saying that they would work towards new elections, that Evo Morales would not be allowed to be a candidate, because anybody who'd completed two terms would not be allowed to be a candidate. But I wonder just how possible it is to move forward with free and fair elections with a government that is so racist and radical right.
I've been surprised even on some of the leftist commentators' shows who have critiqued Evo Morales and said, well, he had this going on and that going on. But at the same time, you've got this really extreme right group that's come in, and they are, I understand, the Christian, and talking about removing indigenous spirituality and taking indigenous rights in the name of Christianity. Is this accurate?
Absolutely. The de facto president, Janine Añez, came in with this wild, oversized Bible and said that the Bible is now in the presidential palace, and there were so many examples of defaming the indigenous flag, the Wipala. One of the reasons that people in the indigenous community came out into the streets in such great force and set up blockades all over the country demanding the resignation of the coup government. And then it's important to understand that Evo Morales not only increased the well-being of just about all of Bolivians in 13 years, but also gave a voice to the indigenous people, and this new government is taking revenge against that and wants to see indigenous people back on the farm, growing the food for the whiter European descendant folks, and not in the halls of power.
What can people do here in Oregon if they're interested in taking action on the situation in Bolivia?
There are letters in Congress that we at Code Pink are working on to distance the U.S. government from the coup and call for really free and fair elections. We're calling for the UN and not the OAS to be the ones that oversee these elections. We're organizing independent election monitoring groups. So if you go to codepink.org/Bolivian News, you can keep updated on what's going on there.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm sure that if people go to codepink.org, they'll be able to find all that info. Thank you, Medea Benjamin, for joining us on KBOO today from Bolivia. This is Jenka Soderberg reporting for KBOO.